Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, Twitter strategies that sell more cars. My name is Eliana Raggio and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We were awarded the Driving Sales Dealer Satisfaction Award for top-rated websites for an unprecedented sixth year in a row. We also took home the AWA Award for Best Websites three times, plus FCA and Ford both announced that we're now an approved vendor. We're still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. What? Do you want to know more? Yeah, you do. You can check us out at our gorgeous brand-new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, are you losing valuable traffic because of slow mobile sites? Well, that's no good, because Google estimates that well over half your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. But don't you worry, because DealerOn now offers a mobile site speed test for free. You can get yours after this webinar. Just give us your URL and let the magic begin. It's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. And we have a great show in store for you today. We are very pleased to have first-time Dealer On webinar presenter Chad Ruminger as our presenter today. Chad Ruminger is the Senior National Sales Manager and Automotive Lead for Twitter. As a 15-year veteran in the automotive advertising industry, Chad has a diverse background, including agency level, print publishing, experiential marketing, digital advertising, programmatic digital media, and video. He spent his past 4 years at Twitter, focused on Twitter's automotive strategy and media opportunities, including automotive social strategies, video strategies, content strategies, and data alignments. Chad is a graduate of Michigan State University, where he received a BA in communication and marketing, and he can be reached on Twitter at C. Ruminger. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we'll try to respond by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and people, guess what? Our good friends over at Twitter, they're giving away an amazing prize on today's webinar. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a Twitter swag bag with all kinds of Twitter awesomeness. I am jealous, people. I can't win it, but you can. You have to be on the live broadcast to win, so stay tuned. And this could be your chance to walk away with this super cool prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to hear what you have to say about today's show. And hey, do you tweet much? Well, this is a Twitter webinar, so we hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Chad Ruminger at C. Ruminger. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. All right, everyone, let's get started. Let's learn Twitter strategies that sell more cars. Chad, I have been dying to get you on my show. Finally, this day has arrived. Thank you so much for doing a Dealer On webinar with me.
Thank you very much. Obviously, I was showing that I'm a first-time webinar Dealer On with my up in the beginning. I apologize, but no, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, let me tell you, an audience, I know a lot of you follow me every week and you come to all the shows that you have interest in, and I love it. So if you have been keeping score, and if this might be your first time, well, let me just school you all on this. This is my very first webinar on the subject of Twitter. It is a long time coming. It is finally here. I didn't want to bring in just anyone. We waited till we found the right person to do this webinar, and Chad, you are the man of the hour today. I know you got a lot of stuff to get to. I'm not even going to hold this back anymore. My excitement is through the roof. Let's get started. Where do we go from here?
All right. Well, I will kick it off, and thank you so much. Again, thanks, everyone, for allowing me to come on to this webinar. It's excited to talk about Twitter. When I was asked to do this, I was absolutely, and I think for the point of saying it's the first time Twitter's come on the webinar, I think that's really why I want to do this, because it's when you start talking about the platform, I'm hoping the majority of you out there have heard of Twitter somewhere in your life, whether it's in the news, through conversation, or you're active on the platform. Twitter, when you actually talk about the brand, it is truly what's happening around the world. When people start thinking about how media is using the platform or how they're getting information, they're truly getting it through Twitter. And what you've heard a lot, if you are involved in media and advertising, we've really heard a lot over the last couple of years, is Twitter is what's happening. It's what's happening live. It's what's happening whether it's around the world or in your local market. When conversation or something happens, it happens on Twitter. And really the opportunity to come talk to this great audience, there's a couple of things I definitely want to get across. Is one, you know, Twitter, no matter what people hear or talk about in the marketplace, Twitter is still growing, and we've seen significant growth over the last 7 quarters. We're excited for the upcoming call here soon to really show that this momentum isn't one time thing. It's really a consecutive quarter over quarter growth. What that means is active people are coming to the platform every day and seeing the power and the opportunity on the platform. And what's amazing when you start looking at this change in the overall landscape of this media, not just Twitter, but platforms that fall within this category of social or this digital connective platform sort of framework, platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you really see that this is really the evolution of digital media and where it's going. What we've seen from Twitter perspective is people are coming to the platform every single day. They want to know what's going on. They're not going just to tweet. They're going to consume. They want to know what's going on around the world, but also what's going on in their local market. And we see some of the biggest sort of engagement points really happening around the local level. All of this is really built into why we're growing, because Twitter has made it much easier for consumers to find out what's happening. So obviously at the end of this, I'd love to have questions and talking about how you use it and how your dealer network uses it. And help sort of explain a little bit of that from a local level. But for me to get across to you is Twitter is really this connective tissue. It delivers the right opportunity to launch a vehicle, to connect with those consumers who are ready to purchase and promote your overall experience. And my role here at Twitter, I've been here for 4.5, almost 5 years now. My role has been auto from day one, to really look at the automotive landscape, both from a tier one global brand level all the way down to tier two to tier three and how dealers are using it. And when, you know, you start thinking about that experience on the platform, brand's experience is a lot different than how a dealer would focus on experience. So for today, I really want to talk about, like, how can you as a dealer group, as a dealer network, as an individual dealer, how can you connect and promote that personal experience to highlight what you're doing in your physical footprint. It's really important. Twitter is a great platform to do that. It's a great platform to celebrate your community and what's going on. It's a great platform to listen and what's going on in your community. I know a lot of you out there use Yelp or use some kind of personal rating platform. And Twitter is interesting because it's almost like your public town square where someone can go on another platform and give you a 5-star. People go on Twitter to voice what's going on. So think about it that way and question yourself as we have go through this webinar, how you're using the platform, or if you're using the platform, should we start thinking about using Twitter to listen, using Twitter to launch and highlight, and using Twitter to promote? And before I dig in, I know, you know, there's going to be a lot of back and forth, so I'm going to pass this back to Eliana to sort of kick us off with the first poll question.
Oh, and it's a really important one, audience, so we really hope you'll get involved and answer this poll question for us. Now, this one's going to be a little different. We're going to ask you to select all the answers that currently apply to this question. So the question is, how is your dealership currently utilizing Twitter? Please select all the answers that apply. Community listening, one-on-one communications with consumers, localized digital advertising, parts and service incentive offers, or are you the last one and you just really want to know how to get started on Twitter? We're not really doing any of those things on Twitter, and I like to add the little three-letter word that makes all the difference, yet. Okay, so how is your dealership currently utilizing Twitter? Well, a few more seconds, we'll let this poll stay open, and then all of us will know what's going on out there in automotive land, in webinar land, and oh my goodness, these votes are coming in fast. And I have to say, Chad, I don't know if these, if this is the amount of answers that you're looking for when we see how the responses go. So this just confirms to me that we really needed this webinar today. All right, audience, thank you so much for your votes and your honesty. And I'm going to close this poll and share the results. Are you ready for this, Chad?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. All right, today's audience, how is your dealership currently utilizing Twitter? Well, 35% of today's audience say that they're using Twitter for community listening. That's great. 32% of today's audience say that they use it for one-on-one communications with consumers. 36% of today's audience say localized digital advertising is the thing that they love to do most on Twitter. 17% of today's audience, only 17%, my goodness, say that they also use Twitter for parts and service incentive offers. However, the majority of today's audience, 43%, said, oh, they admit, they're really not doing any of these things on Twitter. Yikes. Okay, so now that we know that, are those the numbers you were expecting, Chad?
Honestly, yes. I am not surprised. And it doesn't hurt me to see that the 43%. I mean, Twitter, from a platform perspective, we're 10 years old. So that's very new in the space. When you start looking at digital and advertising in general, we're really only about 5 years in. So we still have a lot of work to do to prove ourselves, and that's really the conversation I wanted to have today. But actually seeing some of the other things up there, you know, really the 36% localized in digital advertising and 17% of parts and service, that really falls within our framework. So not surprised. Happy to see that. And looking to really have a conversation with all of you, so excited. Do I need to go back into presentation?
Yeah, we lost you, babe. We're going to get this squared away for you. You'll see.
Well,
there we go.
Perfect. When we went to the polls, so when we went to the polls, I'm back. I'm back. All right, good. So with the percentage, you can hear me still. Great. I'm not surprised. I think it really sets up really this the next sort of part of our conversation. Overall Twitter strategies in automotive, we have a big team here in the United States and a big team globally that spends a lot of time really just looking at the automotive heartbeat and what's going on in the industry. This is a very interesting industry. It's been my passion point from day one. I have a tight-knit group of automotive researchers at Twitter, and we spend all our time really understanding what's going on both with our insights and our data in automotive, as well as what's going on with our brand partners on Twitter, and how can we help moving forward. So we're going to sort of tee this up as you know, on high level, it's Twitter strategies, new ways to sell more cars, but I also want to say it's new ways to connect with your consumers. It's not necessarily all about just selling the cars, even though that's the end result, but I think is you think of Twitter, if you don't use it today, think of Twitter as a platform it's an opportunistic platform to connect with those consumers who currently have a relationship with your dealership and or those people who are looking for a new relationship. Big opportunity there. And we also know it's never been easier to reach people. With the evolution of media in general and platforms, especially in digital, it's never been easier to reach people. But we also know it's never been harder to earn their attention. And this is consistent from the high-level brand all the way down to that dealer level. You think the competition and what's going on in that marketplace and the clutter and the noise, it is extremely hard to earn their attention. And when we come to Twitter, we as a platform, and I defined it earlier, it's what's happening and what people are talking about right now. So, you know, from a dealer perspective, why it's really important is you get that finger in that pulse and what's going on in your localized market. It's that fast return on conversation. So you think that it's an open line, it's public. The ability as a brand, as a dealer, for that selection, everybody can curate their timeline. You want to make it so that they choose you to follow and be engaged. You're all about open discussion. Twitter is a platform for discussion. You can join in with anyone. You don't have to follow to join in the conversation. I think that's really, really important to understand, as Twitter being this public platform, it's an open forum. So when you're engaged and when you incorporate your organic, your communication strategy with your paid strategy, you have this ability to connect with such a broad audience in your market and engage in a conversation. You can jump in a dialogue with these consumers whenever you want. And then finally, Twitter, because it's what's happening, it really becomes extremely personalized. These people, whether it's, you know, finding out what's the latest vehicle on the lot or what's going on in the community event or what's going on in the world, it's really, they have the ability to select and choose, unlike other platforms. They really have the ability to get that personalized information just for them. And when we look deeper into the auto space and this selection, this personalized, we want to dig into the psychographics of the consumers. We spend a lot of time understanding, A, what does the overall audience look like in the United States on Twitter? And we spend a lot of time with our partners like Oracle Data Cloud and Nielsen. We get a really good sense of the purchase power of these consumers. So you look at the total U.S. audience, over 70 million consumers in the United States are active on the platform. So you think about scale on the national level, it's quite large. And out of that, when we look at almost half of them, our car buyers are active on Twitter. So you think about what's going to happen, SARs, what's the projections of this year, and we look at based on what their purchase power or time frame looks like, whether it's matching that with Polk data, we're getting a better sense of the purchase power and the opportunity on the platform. And you look at sort of that purchase power and how it defines the audience on the platform. Working with Nielsen over the last couple of years, we've defined a very targeted, very strategic path to purchase. And Twitter users, based off of this definition, are 79% more likely to buy in the next 4 years compared to non-Twitter users. And what that means is this audience is an extremely engaged audience. They actually come to Twitter, start following brands and localized handles because they're falling in market to soon purchase a new vehicle. We're able to match that with Polk data to say, are they up on lease over the next year, 6 months? Are they max in market? And based off all that information, we're able to say that they're 79% more likely to buy in the next 4 years based off of their current vehicles in garage. And we start looking at the household income and the fluency of that audience. That half of the U.S. car buyers, that 79% more likely of users to non-users, out of all that 38% really of that, this whole flocking to Twitter, 38% of U.S. high-income households are active on Twitter. So you start thinking about this chunk of these consumers and the vehicles that are coming out. They're raising their hand saying they're interested. They're in market. At the same time, we know that they have a higher household income. They have a higher purchase power. And we dial down specific to sort of dealerships and this auto shoppers and how they come to Twitter and what they want to see. So hopefully this information helps if you're active on Twitter, helps craft what that content schedule or strategy should look like. We asked, we do this every month, 8 in 10 Twitter shoppers want to see dealer information on the platform. They want to get that localized information. They want to know whether it's what promotions are going on from the dealers, new vehicles coming on the lot. The question that came up about back of the house, parts and service, they want to see maintenance and advice from dealers on Twitter. They want to understand that customer service angle that you have to put out. Why should I go to you over a box shop? You know, if I'm going to get an oil change, why is it more important to come to you than just going to my nearest corner store? And the third thing that really resonated is they want to see contact information and locations from dealers on Twitter. So they want to build that personal relationship and that connection with you in your local level. And there's ways to target those consumers to get that and can make that initial connection, which I'll walk you through. But you start thinking about how is my dealer communicating with these consumers in the marketplace, whether they are consumers of my current brand that I hold or competitive brands. I would say as you start thinking of in 2018, you should make it a point that you want to sort of build out a strategy that focuses on number one, number two, and number three, and start to see that relationship being built in your local market. And obviously with this evolution that's taken place in digital media, we've seen a shift from your traditional local OLA, local digital sites. We've seen a shift from print into digital, and digital is a buzzword. But now you're also seeing this additional shift into platforms like a Twitter, a YouTube, an Instagram, Facebook, a Snapchat. And it's falling within this broader media mix, which is great to see. But when you start saying like that group of the core five, where does Twitter index and the in-market shoppers? And we've done a lot of data and dug deep with ComScore to get a better sense of this index and how does in-market, or what does in-market mean against all these platforms? And when you actually score by third party, Twitter over-indexes all the other platforms of in-market consumers. So you think about it, the nature of the platform, people go to Twitter to say, I need a new vehicle. I need to do a test drive. My vehicle is getting old. I just need to go in. Oh, I really like that vehicle. I want to go drive. We see that every day over 145,000 times in the U.S. Over 145,000 tweets per day of consumers using those high in-market intent terms like, I need a new car. I love that car. I want to go test drive. So think about that as you start analyzing your media mix going into this year and next. Of where does Twitter play into that, and how do I want to start using a platform like Twitter? And the whole using the platform, and you start comparing in this landscape, one thing I will say is these platforms, when you start thinking of content planning, I will say content that you would think of using on Facebook might not necessarily work appropriately on an Instagram or a Twitter or a Snapchat. Each one sort of falls in sort of different user behaviors. And we start looking at auto and auto space specifically. Users come to Twitter to discover content outside of their traditional social circle. And what this means, you think about Facebook. Facebook pretty much is connected to everyone. But the way people use Facebook on a traditional sort of baseline is it's more about their inner tighter circle. When you look at Twitter, people come to Twitter to connect with brands, to connect with things outside of their traditional personal circle, and they come with that discovery mindset. That discovery mindset for auto really means they want to know more about auto news. They want to know more about what's the latest and greatest vehicles that are coming out, and they want to know more about the specific events that are taking place all the way from a brand level down to a local level. So think about it. If you're doing special programs, whether it's a Saturday ride and drive, or you have a affiliation with a local baseball team, people come to Twitter to find out more about that type of information. So I would say, think about that, how that plays into your sort of your broader strategy moving forward. How do you want to get your dealership name out there, and how do you want to connect with these consumers who are really looking to discover more? And this whole discovery mindset, this whole in-market lower funnel consumer base, you start thinking about, at a national baseline, are they going to be, is this the right audience to connect? Are they going to purchase? By coming to the platform like Twitter with this discovery mindset, what does that mean? And Twitter users who are exposed to lower funnel auto campaigns, they come to them for that discovery mindset, are 166% more likely to purchase that brand.
Wow.
So it's powerful, and this is proven. We've used partnerships like Oracle to do offline sales analysis. We spend a lot of time and effort on this to prove out. This is something that is very powerful from a brand level. This is why your brands that you hold at your dealership are actively advertising on the platform. But at the same time that the brands are doing it, there's also a lot of purchase power when it comes down to the local level as well. And this all ties into, people coming to discover and get this information. They're raising their hands. They're in market. They ultimately, at the end of the day, part of our path to purchase, they say this platform, they say Twitter, made them more aware of different vehicles. So why I say this is extremely important to think about from a dealership level is people, what we see now is about 83% of the in-market buyers already have had their mind made up on what they're going to go purchase next. But the opportunity here is really to welcome, get them in, and actually give them an opportunity to sort of maybe sway, because they're still 17% that's falling outside of that, that you have an opportunity to connect and bring in and actually shift them, whether they're a competitive ownership, looking at a competitive make and model, opportunity to bring them in If you can make them more aware, give them a reason to consider, get them into, you know, foot traffic on your dealership, you ultimately have a greater opportunity to close. And with that, I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to pass it back off for another poll question.
That's right. Thank you so much, Chad. All right, second poll question is on the screen now. Please select one of the following options to answer this question. How are you currently spending your advertising dollars? Let's go. Mainly in print. You have a good mix of print, digital, and broadcast. Mainly in broadcast, you're shifting towards mainly digital, including Twitter, of course. Or you know what? It changes all the time. Sometimes it changes because of the time of the year, and sometimes it changes just because of my boss's, mood that day. Whatever the answer is, we want to know. How are you currently spending your advertising dollars? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. We already got a couple of great questions in for first-time dealer on webinar presenter, Chad Rominger. So if you got questions about Twitter, don't forget to send them in. We're looking forward to a nice, robust Q&A session at the end of the presentation. All right. Wow, these votes came in fast. Chad, are you ready? Wow, that was quick.
I'm ready.
Audience is on point today. Thank you so much, audience. All right, Chad, did you catch your breath? Are you okay? You have something to tell?
I had a swig here, my LaCroix. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go. Let's close this poll and share these results. Woo, look at this. All right. How are you currently spending your advertising dollars? Well, only 3% of today's audience say that they're spending it mainly in print. The big majority, though, almost half, 48% of today's audience say they have a good mix of print, digital, and broadcast. Only 3% of today's audience say that they're doing mainly broadcast. A good majority, 35%, said they're shifting towards mainly digital now. And, of course, that includes Twitter. And then 11% say, hey, you know what? We're fluid with our advertising dollars. It changes all the time. Chad, I don't know if you're biased on this. What is there a right answer to this?
Well, no, I think the right answer or my answer would be is seeing that good mix is extremely important.
Right.
Obviously, there has been a significant shift from a print world into a digital world. I think you just look at the ability to connect at that immediate level. You have a good reach still. Good reach still. There we go. Sorry, trigger finger on my thumb here.
No, you're good.
Good reach still with broadcast and the ability from a localized perspective, but that digital is extremely important. So seeing that shift, both 35% shifting towards digital, hopefully Twitter is part of that after this conversation, but seeing that 48%, almost half are already at a pretty good mix and say that the value there, that is a good thing to see.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be wherever the shoppers are. So
yes.
You have to at least show up, and now we know a lot of shoppers are on Twitter, so you should be there. All right, great. Where do we go from here?
We're talking about shoppers on Twitter, and you think of the nature of the platform and Twitter, and hopefully with this good media mix, it really also plays into this in-market site world. I would assume some of your money is being invested in endemic sites at a local level, KBB or an AutoTrader or an Edmunds, but you start looking at where Twitter was founded. So Twitter 12 years ago, started as an SMS text message platform, all mobile. So when we start looking at how people use the platform, the majority of mobile, 93% of our audience uses Twitter primarily on mobile. They don't use desktop. So you start looking at how that audience and what that means. Twitter dominates the mobile in-market audience. We talk a little bit about the scale of in-market. And we look at the whole realm of the top four endemic sites, the Edmunds, KBB, AutoGuide, AutoTrader, roughly about 10.7 million monthly in-market visitors fall within that sort of inner circle. When you look at Twitter, when you look at that monthly visitors on the platform, and this is matched up against sort of our core third-party measurement, 19.7 in-market consumers. So this is matched up against Polk data and knowing that their hand-raiser sort of information that we'd be able to pull in. These are the people that are in-market, meaning they are – going to shop or they're in shopping mode within the next 6 months. They're going to purchase within the next 6 months. Almost double when you start thinking of the total audience. So you start thinking about, okay, that with that information, what I just talked about with the audience on Twitter, how can I win? How can, as a dealer, how can I win with Twitter? And I will say my number one goal is, Twitter should be part of that media mix moving forward. It should be used not just as a paid media, but it should be as a, just a generalized strategy. And when I look at what this means, it really falls, and sorry, this display, I'm not a huge fan of these next two slides just because there's just a lot going on. But all it's really going to show you is Twitter, unlike most digital platforms, really falls into every sort of position of that consumer as they go around the entire journey, from owning a vehicle to celebrating that ownership into now I'm back to in-market and considering, and now I'm going to go shop again. We really see this taking place all the time. Twitter is that everyday platform. We have conversations every day with your brands, but it is something I would also say from dealership is how does Twitter play into that always-on strategy? How are you building constant consideration with that consumer set in your local market? You want to work with them to, you know, celebrate their experience. That's important for the dealership because that drives additional traffic. You also want to be involved in that journey when they're starting to consider and evaluate what's the right vehicle for me. And at the same time, you really want to get them when they're getting ready to sort of pull the trigger on their final decision and get them ultimately, to, you know, into the dealership to purchase. So with that, I want to walk you through a couple different key things and how you think of Twitter. So I have to laugh because it's awareness with an S on the bottom, but performance at every stage of the funnel. And so that journey, I like to take a funnel and throw it in the trash and just say this consumer journey that we see on Twitter, everyone is different. But a platform like Twitter and the targeting and the data that we have in the back end, you have the ability to connect with that consumer at any time, all the way down to the local level. So at it from a dealer perspective, having your Twitter handle and building out your ads dashboard, whoever's managing your campaigns has the ability to go in there and say, all right, we have great content. I want to target people who are high level of interest in my market. Or I want people who are following the brands that I carry, and I want to communicate with them at a local level. You can build TV targeting. So people that are, you know, actively watching the shows that your local TV spots are running, you can actually use that targeting parameter on Twitter. All the way down to keywords. I think keywords might be the most important in the market because you can actually, whether it's a local event, people are actually tweeting or engaging in content about that local event. People are actually using keywords like, I need a new car. So if you have a search strategy, you can actually take that search strategy and import that into the ads UI. You get certain keywords, and you can actually target those exact keywords on Twitter as well. In addition to that, you can overlay with location, all the way down to the zip code. So you can actually have very targeted media delivered to that right consumer at the right time in the right place, which is extremely important. No waste. You can target language. So when you start thinking about, I have a very prominent Hispanic audience, I want to make sure I'm targeting and not alienating them. And I will say when you start looking at the platform like Twitter, an Hispanic audience, they on the platform, there is a multi-bilingual, and then they actually will tweet in Spanish. You want to make sure your strategy plays and it aligns directly with them. So a Spanish-speaking tweet strategy, so language targeting. And you can also do gender and age. So you don't want to target a 14-year-old who cannot buy a car. You want to make sure you're targeting a 35 to 55, matches that up with the in-market audience, and using certain keywords like, I need a new car. So this is extremely important in delivering performance at every stage. And it's really broken down into sort of two key areas. And what I'm going to walk you through, these are products. These are examples of products. But within this products, you can also think of how this expands into just an overall content strategy. And one thing you'll see and hear that's consistent here is video. So the first part on Twitter, the easiest thing, and for the people that have used Twitter, you know, Twitter in the past from an advertising a couple years ago, people would just, I have to put a tweet out, 140 characters, that's it. There's so much more to Twitter and what you can deliver to the consumer than just context and 140 characters. You can actually expand that now to 80. You can use video, which video is the most powerful ad platform or ad canvas on the platform. Promoted video is the most simplest one to think about. The benefits here, just pushing out a video, whether it's highlights of what's going on your dealership, new vehicles that are coming onto the dealership, a vehicle walk around. You can take that, target that at a geo level. You can bid on that to be 100% viewable, meaning you look at the timeline, you're only going to pay on that view. You're not going to pay on an impression. So it's not, there is no waste in regards to targeting the right consumer and delivering the right video. And the back end, you have robust video analytics. So you actually can get the how much of the video was viewed at what rate, and you can retarget those people who actually viewed the video. Really powerful. This is sort of the enhancement of promoted video. You have the ability to do multiple videos into one tweet, into a carousel unit. So this, what really huge benefit here is if you think about product and features, promoted local offers, incentives, additional content, there's a higher level of engagement when you start incorporating multiple videos into one tweet. So it's ability to extend the context of what you're trying to push out. Again, this can be geo-targeted, so it's really powerful at the dealer level. All right.
I thought I lost you. You're still there. Okay.
I'm sorry. It had a little hang up here on my next slide. So transitioning into video, into the in-stream. So we launched in-stream video about a year ago. There's so much video inventory on Twitter. The powerful part of our video inventory compared to other platforms like a YouTube or a Facebook is in-stream video ads, there is no UGC. It is 100% premium top publishers. So if you as a dealer or dealer group have a strategy that you want to align, so think of it as like your broadcast at a local level, you want to align with sports. You have the ability to run your ad in front of videos from 200 plus top publishers, and it can be defined within 14 key categories. So publishers like in the auto category, Motor Trend, Car and Driver, Road and Track, you can geo-target your video pre-roll in front of that content in your local market. It is 100% fraud-free. It's measurable inventory. It is brand-safe environment. So think about how I want to extend my, in short, my TV spot, and I want to target consumers digitally. This is one of the most powerful ways of doing that, getting in front of really premium inventory in your local market. I mentioned it earlier, language targeting. I am seeing this adopted through all the major brands in the U.S. It is extremely powerful when you actually have a better connection with your consumer as opposed to ignoring them. So this is just an example of Toyota local dealers, Southeast Business Center. They do a significant strategy, a Hispanic targeting strategy. Great content they push out. They're focusing on building relationships and building community. Obviously, when you're actually be able to have a more relevant connection, it builds a higher engagement. With that, before I go into the performance solutions, I'm going to pass it off, I think, one more time for, I think this is our third and final poll question.
That is correct. Thank you so much, Chad. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. All right, audience, last poll question. Please take a moment to answer this question for us. We want to know, who currently manages your dealership Twitter account? Now, we're talking about the dealership Twitter account, not your own personal Twitter, obviously. So your dealership Twitter account, please select one of the following. I do. Or how about somebody else in the dealership takes care of that? Or we have a third-party vendor take care of that for us. Or how about, you know what? Our dealership's really not consistent with it. We really don't have a dedicated person. It's kind of whoever's ready to pick up the slack takes care of it. That's cool, too. Or the last answer is, we don't really know what we're doing with Twitter, so help. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. And by the way, Chad, we have some great, really great questions that have come in from the audience already for the Q&A session. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you have enough to drink because you're going to be talking for a while. And audience, like I said, don't be shy. Chad is a very knowledgeable guy, but on top of that, he's very, very nice. So send in those questions, and let's see if we can't help you with Twitter strategies that are going to help you sell more cars, all right? So get those questions in. Now, the votes, damn, today's audience is fast. Just like Twitter, it's fast. All right, Chad, we're ready to close this poll and share the results. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's see them.
Yes, this audience, thank you so much for taking the time to vote in all three of our poll questions. We really appreciate it. All right, here we go. Who currently manages your dealership Twitter account? vast majority, 60% of today's audience, they raised their hand, they said, I do. Thank you so much. All right, 6% of today's audience say, hey, you know what, it's somebody else in the dealership. 11% of today's audience say that they have a third-party vendor that takes care of their Twitter account for them. 6% of today's audience admits they're not really consistent with Twitter. They don't have a dedicated person. You know, they just kind of, if they think they have something to put up on the Twitter account, they once in a while do it. So that's only 6%. And then we have a nice number of people, 17% of today's audience, who are out there raising their hand saying, we admit we don't know what we're doing with Twitter. Please help. There you have it. 17% of today's audience said that. Chad, you got any comments on this?
I'm here to help the 17%. The 60% I do, which is great. What I'd love to hear, and hopefully some of these questions will go and talk about that, but I'd love to hear in regards to the managing of Twitter, both on organic and paid content side. So this all makes sense. I'm excited. But I'm here to help the I'm here to help the 17%. So hopefully the next round of performance solutions and then the wrap-up will cover all that.
Great. Let's do it.
All right. So we talked a lot about how you can actually build and connect on the awareness. Going a little bit deeper into what it makes, you know, I want to drive action. I want to drive consumers to my site and ultimately to the dealership. So with video, the one thing that's really important here is video is all about getting the view. But we also think there's a very important side to that of driving into the dealership page and taking a concrete action. So what you're seeing here, the video website card, it does build. Beautiful. Wasn't working earlier. But within this, it's this promoted video, but within the timeline, within your tweet, that promoted video continues to run in your dealer site. So this is actually showing a tier one. This is the Cadillac site showing. But you have the ability to run video on Twitter and drive people to your site all at the same time. Huge paid strategy, targeting the right consumer at the right time, and then giving them the right information and the right destination on the back end.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, so this is a product that part of the strategy on our end is designed specifically for auto. So just the nature of that is consumers want to get this information fast. So this is a Genesis, part of the Genesis G90 launch. We did it with them, but you see here it's within find the dealer. The idea here is it's a lower funnel strategy tied with an upper funnel video. So if you have a video that makes sense and you want to get that into your marketplace, this can be geo-targeted, and it's very easy to build an inline. What I will throw out there, though, and this is a big thing I've seen and I work a lot with tier 2 down to tier 3, is work internally. Let's make sure your dealer site is mobily optimized. Mm-hmm. Work for mobile. I see a lot of sites still that just don't work on the mobile experience, and it's amazing what that'll do with the consumers, the drop-off rate you'll get if your site is not designed for mobile. It's like one click and I'm out. So think about that. If you have a great mobile site, if it's very simple, you think about inventory on your lot and you want to drive and get people to see inventory and you want to use video because it's the most impactful canvas, great way of doing that.
Okay, so I see that offer is really great for the OEMs and the brand.
Yep.
I assume you're going to tell us how this is going to benefit each individual dealer. Because sometimes, you know, you have two of the same brand dealers, you know, pretty darn close together.
Yeah, so I would say that and then the next one with website cards. So think of it from this perspective is anything that you see here, this is tier one, tier two, tier two and a half, tier three, exact same strategy. So if you have a localized, if you have your dealer spot, dealer video, if you have a great video from the lot, and you have a great site on the back end, you want to build that and target from a geo target, only a zip code parameter. You can target those consumers and deploy the exact same creative. So that creative makes 100% relevant, I should say, for your dealership and your targeted audience. So you're going to see this examples from tier one all the way down to tier two, tier two and a half that should give you a big sense. So here, this is a website card. So this is a static image, but instead of just an image where you click, it's focused on the engagement. The action here drives them to the website. It's a direct. So this is the closest thing to an OLA, digital advertising. The idea here is you want to get your message in front of your consumers. You want to know that you want to tell them that there's a sales event or there's something going on your lot. Come this weekend for a test drive. and the click is right to your website. So you actually can you can attribute your digital media on Twitter to that site action. We see this, both website cards and video website cards, as the most powerful dealer strategy out there. I think this should go into that. So you just see the action here. Very simple. Click to the site. Boom. And you're in your site. So very simple way of seeing that. Easy way for dealers to take advantage of that.
All right. That's a good one. I like this one.
Good. And then the final one, so some of those dealers that are out there that said they really don't know from a strategy perspective how to use Twitter, or they're also nervous about this. So with Twitter, there is this public social engagement side of it. Any promoted tweet you put out there, you have the ability to have people put in, they could retweet, they could have a, they could have a comment, and they could talk about it. Or at the same time, if you want to do promoted, you traditionally in the past had to manage that handle, meaning you have to keep content relevant or you had to have an active handle. We've launched ads without profile. This is a big tier two and tier three strategy we launched for automotive in Q3 of last year. And what this is it's a new way to show ads on Twitter without requiring a handle. So if you want to test the market and push a message out into your local market, but you're not at the stage right now where you want to build a consistent organic strategy or build an organic handle and content calendar, you just want to push out advertising, this is a great way of doing that. It's called Ads Without Profile. It's just an ad. Think of it as OLA. You have no need to maintain organic presence on the platform, and you can still leverage all the targeting tactics I spoke about previously. Just without all that social engagement. So retweets, replies, likes are all disabled. You have no way to click from the handle on the advertising into the organic conversation. It is a straight up advertising on Twitter. In short, so we talk about all the ads. I'm going to sum up really quickly so I don't want to get to questions. This is video creative best practices to think about as we spoke about all those great things. And what you want to do from your dealership level, make it short. Get your message out. Get your point across in 15 seconds or less. Brand at second zero. When you push a message out there, both organically and paid, make sure they know what it is right away. We see a significant uplift in the first 3 seconds. Include the hook. Why do I want to be part of that? I can get them coming for a test drive. I get an early incentive. What is it? Make your dealership personable. So feature people early on. Whether it's you want to highlight a new vehicle, a new owner that came in, a new purchase individual that came in and purchased a vehicle from your lot, showcase that. Humanize your content. Think about without sound because it is mobile. So that speak without sound is extremely important. So you want to have stopping power without it being through the voice or audible. Subtitles, text, we see a lot more there. And then be relevant. Twitter is extremely important when you actually are talking about what's going on in the now, not something that happened a month ago. So when you start thinking about your content calendar, be relevant. Be timely. Plan it out accordingly. Align that with what events you have partnerships with, what you know is coming on the lots at a certain day and time. Tee that up. It brings more and more people in. With that, I just want to give you, I think, a wrap-up video here that just sort of highlights what's going on Twitter now, sums up a lot of the conversation that you see within advertising on Twitter, and hopefully open that up for a little bit of the questions.
Where does Manning go? To the corner. Pass is caught for the touchdown.
You are my best friend and we
and you're watching AM to DM, a new live morning show from BuzzFeed News. That is right, baby. Every morning, we are going to bring you the hottest conversations, blowing up your timelines in real time.
Nothing comes before coffee.
Okay, up! More than
60 million people watched a heartwarming video of a son reuniting with his mom after spending 10 years on different continents. This is what happened.
Jeffrey! Where are you going?
I saw that video.
Great video.
Yeah.
So sort of in the wrap up, there's great resources that I can direct you to help you with your overall strategy on Twitter. Obviously, if you have a Twitter handle, ads.twitter.com is your ads dashboard. That is the place where you want to set up your ad strategy and your targeting strategy on the platform. Great resource for small business information. Has a lot of research and insights there is business.twitter.com. You can actually navigate there and get direct to the auto side. And then if you want to stay up to speed on the latest and greatest of what's going on marketing for Twitter, our blog marketing site, blog.twitter.com/marketing, is an extremely powerful tool. I'm constantly pushing with my marketing team to push new case studies in there every month, so you'll see a lot of information there. And then off Twitter, there's a lot of resources out there that can support digital and social media strategies. One that is a good one to go to. I have no affiliation with it whatsoever. It's a good one out there, and there's a lot of other ones. But V12 Data is a great place to go, and it's agnostic. It's not just talking about Twitter. It really talks about all the platforms out there and what's relevant for each one of the platforms. So as you start thinking about where does my dealership fall and what do I want to do within a strategy moving forward, it's a good place to go to. And as we wrap up here, action items from a Twitter perspective, I will say – to sum all this up, is truly commit to the power of Twitter as a customer service and consumer marketing tool. It really plays strong in both entities. Customer service, you have the ability to have conversations and communicate and open the doors to those consumers in your marketplace. And at the same time, you can target those people and bring them into your dealership. From the internal and building out, you know, who's managing and what does that look like, what does your content calendar look like? It's extremely important to have things planned out. Are you talking about new vehicles coming online? Are you celebrating the service department and what they're doing and the customer service side of that? You want to make sure it's out there. Are you recognizing those new buyers that are coming to your lot and you're actually making them a little bit of like a local celebrity? And do not forget those local events. Have that local tie-in. It's really powerful when we see that. Going into sort of that connection, make sure you define your consumers. Who do you want to talk to? Who are you trying to bring in, both organic and paid? And finally, just test. Test with defined objectives. Whether you want to drive foot traffic, you're looking for, you know, reviews, test on the platform, use it, be very open to how you want to test, set your KPIs. What I have seen in the marketplace is just by getting a strategy put in place and committing to it and then testing, we've seen the adoption rate take off. So with that, I think I will pass it back, and we'll talk a little about Q&A and what's out there.
That sounds great. Okay, take a drink. You have been very, very busy this last few minutes, so thank you so much, Chad. Amazing presentation, and we have some great questions that are coming through. Now, listen, audience. Whether you have already gotten in your question yet or you haven't quite done it yet, now is the time. Get those questions in. We're going to get to the Q&A session. We got some great ones already in the queue. We'd like to add yours to it as well. Before we get to that, we have to tell you about the great handouts in the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. In there, you're going to find one, a copy of today's slide deck that's available for immediate download. And then also, we also have some, Chad gave us some Twitter auto research that he thought would be very valuable to you as well. So we have two great handouts in there. Look on your GoToWebinar interface, look kind of low, look for the word that says handouts, click the little triangle next to it, and it'll open up, and you are able to download one or both of those handouts until the very end of this broadcast. Take a moment to do that now, if you wouldn't mind. And by the way, if you have any problem whatsoever accessing those handouts, then please just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com, and I will email them over to you as soon as I can. All right? Chadley, are you ready for the fun?
I am ready. I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to turn on my webcam. You go to the next slide. And that's right, audience. If you were here at the beginning of the webinar, then you heard me announce that our good friends over at Twitter, they're giving away an amazing prize today on the webinar. One lucky webinar attendee is going to win a Twitter swag bag filled with all kinds of Twitter awesomeness. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty jealous. I don't know where to get this stuff. The only way you can get it is if you win it here today. So get ready, people. First person to write in the correct response to today's giveaway question is going to be winning this awesome prize. And, of course, as always, vendors out there, we love having you on the Dealer On webinar show. But this prize is intended for dealership personnel only, so we're going to ask you to kindly sit this out and let one of them snag this very cool prize. All right, everyone, good luck. Chad, I don't see you. I know you're going to come on sometime soon because we want to see your look of surprise when somebody gets this question ready and answers it right away. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. Earlier in the presentation, Chad was discussing Twitter's purchase power. According to Nielsen's automotive path to purchase, what percentage of Twitter users are more likely to buy a car in the next 4 years? Let's see who the first person, oh my goodness, so many people answering. Okay, no, yes. Congratulations, Devon Rajkumar. You were not the first person to write in a response, but you were the first one with the correct response of 79%. Devon, not a stranger to winning a prize on a Dealer On webinar. Congratulations, my friend. You are once again a Dealer On webinar prize winner. Devon Rajkumar. Of course, it's been a while, Devon, and I have to be honest, I don't remember what dealership you're from, so please let me know. Yes, he says he's back. And don't forget to send me your mailing address. Oh, thank you very much. He is the digital marketing manager at Van Dusen Chevrolet Buick GMC in Ontario, Canada. Congratulations. You won a super cool prize from our good friends over at Twitter. Now, audience, I know your name isn't Devon. Mine isn't either. But you know what? It's okay. We give away cool prizes here on the Dealer On webinar every single week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar, and that might be your day to win a very cool prize. For right now, we're going to send big congrats over to Devon Rajkumar over there in Ontario, Canada. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Twitter, Chad Ruminger, thank you so much, for your incredible generosity. Enjoy that prize, Devon. All right, audience, we're ready to get to your questions. Let's go to the next slide, Chad. Let's get to those questions. All right. You ready, big man?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. Well, first he had a comment, and then he had a question. All right. This one comes in from Daniel. Daniel says, it wasn't mentioned, but I like Twitter as a source of ways to stay on top of the latest trends and information. It's the best way to get information directly from key executives, industry insiders, and OEMs. I get way too many email newsletters I never read, so Twitter is a better curated conversation, for me at least. I like that it's a two-way dialogue instead of just impersonal mass email lists. Now, here's his question. There are two other social network / media ad platforms that he's not going to mention right now, but they both have dealer playbooks specifically for automotive. And I like Twitter, but it's not something that has really been on my radar for advertising yet. I like that he added yet. So his question is, does Twitter have some type of dealer 20 group where you can interact with regularly, where you can continuously learn practices, share insights, and provide feedback? And then, of course, how does he join? So I know you gave some really great support information a couple slides ago, Chad, but do you have an answer for Daniel on this?
It's a great question. So a group like that is in formation right now, not officially launched. I'm actually back out at NADA in March having a broader conversation specific to this topic. Yes, we need to get the playbook out there. We're working on that right now at the U.S. strategy. So hopefully by March it will be out there, and I will sort of use this as a network to push that out. If you're following me, that's great. You'll definitely get that from my Twitter handle soon. But it's definitely something that we're looking at right now.
I love it. Thank you so much. Great question, Daniel. Keep them coming. All right, next one. Oh, we got some really good ones here, Chad. Okay, Shelby, for instance. All right, help her out. Shelby says, we have 7 dealership Twitter accounts and 1 brand Twitter account. So that totals 8 accounts. How would you recommend she prioritize posting content on Twitter?
I'm assuming the content, I mean, That's a lot of accounts.
That's a lot of accounts.
I understand that potentially the consumers following each one of the account each one of the accounts could be different, and the messaging could be different. I mean, prioritizing, it's really, you have to be true to what is the core content or the core objective of the message you want to get out. So when I say a content strategy, this goes from tier one down to tier three to the dealer level, is what's the core? Now, if you have seven handles that fall within sort of one dealer group and they all sort of talk about the same thing, I would say let's look at ways to make that easier and simplified. But if it's different based off multiple dealerships or whatnot, think about what's the core thing you want to get across and get consistent with that content. You mentioned seven dealership accounts and one broader umbrella account. You know, my question would go back out is, could that one broader account cover for all seven and speak to all seven?
Well, she said it was a brand account. So there's no, I mean, unless, Shelby, you can write in and let us know, are all seven dealerships the same brand or are they all different brands?
Yeah, that'd be very interesting to hear, because you have to look at, you know, is there repetition of the content going out between the handles? And if there is repetition, there should be a way to simplify that. There's
okay,
a way
so,
you can use all
yeah,
seven.
No, we're not that lucky, Chad. Okay, so she says no. We have Toyota, Lexus, Chevy, Hyundai, Porsche, and Jaguar. Yeah, none of them do any kind of cross promotion.
So then within that is simplify the mindset of the content strategy for all. So you get into a cadence where each one of those, you want to, you know, get into a consistent consistent frequency of whether it's vehicle walk around, and you go into this repetition. Your audience is going to be different from each one of those handles. You know, you're going to have a Porsche owner, a Porsche in your local level. It's not going to be the Toyota, Lexus follower. You want to make sure you're speaking to them, but you can build consistencies between all seven handles, meaning, you know, Mondays could be, you know, vehicle on the lot day, highlighting that. It could be Tuesdays, you could highlight a new owner.
Okay, Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, always, just so you know.
Always Taco Tuesday. now I'm hungry. But I would say you want to take a step, look back at how can you build consistency and frequency between all these handles, and what could you, by learning from each one of the handles, look at your Monday through Sunday and allocate one specific content strategy per day that is consistent across all seven handles.
Shelby, if you have follow-up questions, here we go. She says, thank you so much. That's very helpful insight. I agree. Thank you so much, Shelby. If you have a follow-up question, we're here for you right back on in. All right, next question comes in from Mitch. I like this question. Mitch says, I would love to know how to get our Twitter pages verified. A local competitor of ours has their page verified, and we would love to be able to have ours verified too. Got any insight on that one, Chad?
There is, if you go through handle there, through your ads, there's a way you can go through the verification process. You can put in the request. This is public policy statement. As of right now, our verification process is on pause.
Oh.
Obviously, from a more global perspective, we're reevaluating all the way things are being verified just across the board. But you can still push in the verification process, and that is all directly you can go through your handle. Of your main timeline, you'll see that there's a verification link. You can go through that.
Okay, Mitch, he says, good to know. Thank you, Chad. Good luck with that, Mitch. All right, let us know if you have a follow-up question. All right, next one comes in from Tanya. Hi, Tanya. Tanya says, how do we target people that are following our brands on Twitter?
Awesome. So, obviously, the brands you hold at your dealership, it's probably the easiest way. So, if you in your ads.twitter.com, you set a campaign, you can actually set a campaign to target certain followers. And you can actually target followers of the Chevrolet handles, or there's Chevrolet Tier 2 handles. And you can actually dial down even tighter specific to the certain brands that you carry. In addition to that, you can then geo-target. So, you want to make sure you're only going to connect with those consumers who follow those brands in your DMA or in your zip code.
Okay. She followed up with, so do we have to do it through Twitter ads interface?
That would be a paid product. If you want to target those consumers, you would do it through the ads.twitter.com. You can't do it organically. You would want to build a strategy, A, whether it's to connect from a follower standpoint, the people that are following, I'm using Chevrolet for example, you want to bring them in and have them start following your brand, you could do what's called a promoted accounts and only target the people that follow the tier one brand at your local level. But that is all a paid product. You do the same stuff for promoted tweets, and it would all be through your ads.twitter.com.
Okay, all right. Tanya, you got a follow-up? If you do, write in. I'll help you out. No, she says thank you. Great. Good luck with that, Tanya. All right, next question comes in from Calvin. Calvin wants to know, well, actually, it's a comment. He says, I am a small used car dealership in Eastern Canada, and I personally sell about 1 to 2 cars a month from Twitter. Right now, Calvin, I just want you to know that's actually more than the average salesperson does, okay? So you're doing good. All right, so he says, I'm big on engagement, and I have been since 2011. More engagement and less promotion works best for me. So as somebody who's not in the marketing side, Chad, who's actually a salesperson in a dealership, and we're not talking, you know, a dealership Twitter account. We're talking about a personal Twitter account. Any words of advice? Does a lot of this stuff, like, transfer into a personal Twitter account? Do you have any advice for somebody who's a salesperson?
Absolutely. I think so. What you really hit on there, A, I want to apologize for it because I was speaking sort of direct to U.S. audience, but that does resonate across all North America. So a lot of the insights and data that are out there sort of cross borders. But from the way Calvin's talking about using it, you've sort of hit on the humanizing the platform. I think as a dealership or an individual salesperson, the strongest and most important way to connect to the consumers is to humanize it. To connect and have a conversation direct with that consumer, it's extremely important. Selling 2 to 3 vehicles per month is pretty amazing. That's great to hear. And I've heard that consistently when actual salespeople find a way to use the platform to connect with those consumers and actually have conversations. It is a way of communication. So I say stick to it. Keep on humanizing it. Using it as a customer service, using it as a connection platform is extremely powerful, and I think you're just basically proving that out right now.
I love it. Calvin, best of luck, my friend. Let me know if you have a follow-up question. All right, next one comes in from Derek. He liked what you had to say about, hey, there's actually shoppers out there who actually tweet, I need a new car. So he wants to know, how can I take advantage of those people who are writing in, I need a new car, in tweets? Like, can he find them?
So you can do a couple different ways. You can do it through the paid and target on their keywords, which that is a paid strategy. Organically, you can use whether it's TweetDeck. So we have a proprietary platform, and if you are managing Twitter accounts in your dealership, I highly recommend being very active on TweetDeck because TweetDeck allows you to see, you know, multiple timelines at one time, so you can actually do different targeting within the timeline and actually start seeing public tweets pop up based off of keywords you've identified. And you could put in there on the geo level, I only want to see tweets. You don't have to follow them, but I want to see tweets that are talking about shopping, vehicle shopping, new car. You can import all that into a zip code level and curate a timeline. And from an organic standpoint, yes, you can engage in that conversation. You know, what I will say is this goes back to the humanizing side of it, is caution on just jumping into a conversation that you might not necessarily have a direct sort of invite, because sometimes it will turn off. So you want to make sure the way you connect, the way you jump into that conversation, making sure it's extremely humanizing, welcoming them in, making sure that you're not there as just a hard sell, and you get them. Try to break that down a little bit and actually say, how do I want to inject myself into this conversation?
Don't be a creep, is what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Thank you. You said not me. But I caution that because I've seen dealers that have truly turned off people by doing that, jumping right into it. It's a good strategy from organic, and you can obviously listen out there, and there's a lot of ways you can do that. The easiest one is through TweetDeck.
Okay. All right. Derek, thank you very much for the question. If you have a follow-up, we're here for you. Okay. Melissa's got a few interesting questions in the queue. Melissa wants to know, how would you recommend posting about specials for dealerships that have to deal with compliance? Now, Chad, I know compliance isn't something you normally worry about, but on the automotive side, a lot of dealers are. So do you have any advice for people who maybe have their, you know, proverbial digital hands tied with compliance?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I told you she had a good question.
I need to noodle on that one. If there's a way I can do a follow-up on that one, I think that's a great question. I want to make sure I can give a lot of information in return, and I don't, off the top of my head, don't think I can do that.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you Melissa's second question. Let's see if you come up with something for this one. Melissa says, is geo-targeted a feature when creating Twitter campaigns or something different with a different setup?
Nope. It is within, when you create the campaign, your final step is really going to be, is going to say where do you want this message to be delivered. So you want it from a national level, a global level, a zip code level. So geo-targeting is part of these steps. And the one thing I will say is if you're building on an ads campaign, our ads dash is step by step. It walks you through everything in succession. So it's pretty easy once you have your content and your creative set up. Pretty easy to set up the campaign and push it out. The one thing you can't launch it until you actually set the targeting location parameters.
Okay. Now, just so you know, Melissa's very excited about getting this answer on this compliance thing. So she's already given me her email address. But Shelby would like also in on this answer. She wants to know too. And just so you know, everyone, Alma was kind enough to write in, and Alma's solution is for you to link your comments on Twitter, your tweets on Twitter, to a page on your website that is compliant. So thank you for that suggestion, Alma. But we'll see what Chad can come up with in the future to help us all with compliance. So thank you so much, Shelby, Melissa, and Alma. All right, let's move on. We have just a handful more questions, Chad. I know. Do you have a hard stop?
I'm good. I will in 15 minutes. I think I have time.
Okay, good. All right, next question comes in from Joan. Joan says, will Twitter be able to manage to target location, language, device, carrier, etc.? I believe we already covered this, but this is Joan's question.
You mind repeating that question again?
Will Twitter be able to manage to target location, language, device, carrier, etc.? I am reading it exactly as it is written.
I'm writing it down because I'm trying to manage to. Yes, those would be layers within.
Chad, you're frozen. Chad, are you there? Chad, don't leave me. Oh, Chad, where'd you go? Chad. All right, audience. He assured me he had a really good connection. Darn it. Okay. Let me see if I can text Chad. Stay with me, everyone. Don't leave me. Let me see if I can get Chad on, although his phone is off, because I know we covered that before the webinar. Okay, hold on a second. Thank you for never leaving me. All right, hold on one second. Let me see if I can write to him. Uh-oh, we definitely lost him. Darn it. Okay. All right, hold on. Stay still, everyone. Let me see if I can... give him a call and, this is a bummer. I really apologize. Best laid plans, too. I know, and we had some really great questions lined up, too. So stick it out with me, okay, people? I don't want to leave you hanging. I really want to get this information to you, and I know Chad is going to be bummed. All right, let's see. Stay right there, everyone. Let me see if I can reach him. All right, audience, we are back in business. Sorry that took so long. Chad, are you there? Chad, what happened? Now I can't hear you.
All right, we're back on.
There you are.
I was still here and I was talking and then it just went, you'd think we work for a digital company, everything would run smooth.
Thank you everyone for your patience. We really appreciate it. We didn't lose one single person, by the way. All right. So thank you so much. Let's get to some more of these questions. Okay. Okay. Ray and Christopher both had interesting questions having to do with money. All right. So Ray said, Chad, are you going to cover how much this costs, how much it costs for pay-per-click? Christopher says, is there a minimum ad spend? For example, can we boost a post similar to Facebook for like $20? What do you have to say about people who are interested in how much this costs?
The first question, I think it might have been Ray. I don't know if he's asking me if I'm personally covering the media. I'm going to say, unfortunately, no. But in regards to the boosted post, yeah, so it's called Quick Promote. You could do, if you see a promote post that you put out organically that actually is getting some really good traction and pushing out there, you can then boost that right away. You can do it from your mobile phone, and you can push that out to your targeted audience. You start at a penny. So your bid is a penny. You can start, from a dealership level, I see majority of them are on a credit card side, or you can do a PO side, but from a credit card, there's no minimum to push a post out there. I personally do my own testing on the platform and push posts that are, might spend $2 here, $10 there. It is all on the cost per objective. So when you set up that campaign, this is where I said in the beginning, please make sure you set up your plan accordingly. What do you want to get out of that creative? So is it a social post? You just want to get the engagement. I'm only going to pay on the engagement. Or is it an actual lower funnel action on my website? I want to cost per link click. Mm-hmm. You can actually bid against that, and you can set your bid model, your maximum spend, your parameters all within the UI.
Okay, so Ray wrote in. Now, I know this question was from Ray and also from Christopher. So Ray wrote in and says, wow, sounds like a great value. And then he also wanted me to let you know he thought this was a wonderful webinar. He said he was totally unaware of Twitter ad opportunities. So yep. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you showed up, Ray. Ray wasn't the only one. Lee wrote in, great presentation. Had no idea Twitter could be so marketable for the dealership. So thank you so much. Okay, let's get to some more of these questions. I know we don't have very much time left. Okay, next one is from, let's do this one from Tanya. Tanya says, I'm setting up our Twitter account, and it looks like language, country, and device type in our initial ads view, but I haven't used this before.
I'm asking the question, we're setting up the handle, they're asking what parameters, or is she setting up from a targeting perspective?
I am setting up our Twitter account, and it looks like language, country, and device type in our initial ads view, but I haven't used this before. It was in response to that guy's question earlier when he wanted to know what was available to select. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so those are sort of the primaries out there. Mm-hmm. Within the initial sort of, you want to dial down from the selection.
Okay, and then she says, what would you suggest we target to start?
It all depends on what your objectives will be based on the content. So I will say, think about your local, what's the message, what's the creative? The targeting plays with the creative. So what is the creative that you've built? Is it, you were trying to talk about your dealership? So then let's think about, the targeting within that. So is it specific messaging against the automotive brands? Do I want to bring those targeting those followers? Focus on your zip code. So identify the key zip code within your region. Build that all in. I would say plan it all out prior to launching it and making sure that this is against a specific objective.
Okay. Three more questions and then we'll close out the show. All right. Tanya, thank you so much for that one. This next one comes in from George. He says, I find that the lifespan of a tweet is so short, people might not even really get to see it before it's buried in the timeline. One of the things I've been trying was just tweeting a link straight to a VDP with a few highlight features listed for it. Is that an effective way to use Twitter organically for selling vehicles?
I would say the best way of doing that is building consistency with frequency. I will say the nature of the platform is people are reading that in their timeline. And that's what you saw, the example of like the video website card, where people want to stay within that experience quick, you know, okay. quick consumption. What I will say is, with some dealers, is building consistency. It doesn't matter if you push that tweet out 3 times over a 2-day period of time. It could be the same tweet. You could actually repost it and push it back out. That's fine, because you actually, people that use Twitter at different times of the day. I wake up, I'm on Twitter, I might not go back on the platform for 6 more hours. Well, if you tweet during that 6-hour time frame and I follow 2,000 people, it's going to fall. So you have no problem re-hitting them. That's where boosted posts also plays in, because now you can target and you can expand your reach. But from an organic standpoint, don't be afraid of building out your content calendar with consistency and frequency in mind. How I want to continue to message. What I will say is try to simplify the message so they get as much information as possible, but at a very simple, in the tweet, and then you can link them up, which is fine. But I would say don't try to push them all into a big site with all this information. They're not going to dive through all that.
I gotcha. All right. And then George says, I never thought of pushing the same message multiple times. I think I have been on Facebook too much where you get dinged for repeated posts or messages. Great advice. Thank you, Chad. All right. Next one. 2 questions left. Jody writes in, I've noticed, first of all, she says, I'm a big content stalker, and I've noticed less and less current content on Facebook and much more on Twitter. Do you think the focus is shifting with the audience as well? And do you see it shifting more in the future?
So in regards to current state, you got to think of the nature of the platforms. Facebook is very much driven on an algorithm, and I'm not going to speak to their platform, but that is their platform is used differently than ours. Mm-hmm. You think about Twitter, the timeliness, it's all about what's happening around the world now. There is a mixed algorithm on Twitter, so you actually have the ability of what you've missed. If you haven't been on Twitter in a day, you go and open it, it's, you know, you'll see what I've missed, and it's a curated timeline on the beginning. But below that is all chronological order.
Right.
And it's sort of the best of both worlds. So you see the relevant content or the timeliness content that's out there. We're definitely seeing a shift from way brands are using the platform compared to other platforms. They're using us to really align with what's going on now. The content is really speaking to the now. And you'll see that continue to evolve over time, because the way our platform is set is a lot different than others.
I love it. All right, Jody, thank you so much for the great question. And we're going to finish off with this question from Daniel. Daniel says, you showed some great examples of OEM and Tier 2 accounts, but he wants to know what Tier 3 dealers are doing a great job on Twitter today. Chad, do you get the opportunity to really dive in and know somebody that you could say, hey, this dealership knows what the hell they're doing?
We sift a lot. I mean, we have over 30,000 dealers active on the platform, so it's a pretty big number. When you actually start looking, it spans beyond just U.S.
Right.
You see like the activity, and everyone ranges. I have dealers here in Michigan. I'm based in Detroit. Here in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, that are more advanced in using the platform than the brand, the actual brand that they represent.
Oh, really?
Pretty amazing. You know, we've actually seen that if I actually pixel my site and can track and then retarget off of Twitter, which you can do, the return is extremely high. To answer that and say identify one is very difficult. I will say there is a strong network, and I'm seeing it grow. The conversation at NADA in a couple of months is really going to be built around that. Is really what we're seeing is the adoption from a dealership level, and how they're building out their content strategies is evolving so fast. That every week that we go through and do a sifting exercise, we're identifying new dealers that are even better and better. And I think what our biggest thing that we've seen is these dealers are becoming more advanced, and they're seeing the return even better than the brands.
I love it. Yes, dealers, do it. Do it. You know you need to. All right. Daniel, thank you so much for the question. And Chad, I know we got to close out this show. Thank you so much. You killed it. Thank you so much for bringing us this Twitter awesomeness. I hope it won't be long before we get you back on the show and you open up another can of Twitter automotive genius for all of us. Thank you so much. I want to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of today's webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. Feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. It's also going to be posted online within 24 hours. Just go to dealeron.com/webinar to view our upcoming webinar schedule or access any of our past webinars too. And at the conclusion of this webinar, in just a moment, You're going to receive a short survey. You can go to the next slide, Chad, if you wouldn't mind.
I think this is the issue I think we're having. It's somehow that...
Really? Okay, here, hold on. Let's try that. Okay, well, while he's doing that, I'm going to just tell everyone, hey, I thought this webinar was great, but you know what? They don't care about my opinion. We care about your opinion. So you're going to get a short survey. It is 3 short questions. Please make sure you fill out that survey and let us know what you thought of today's presentation. We would love to see your opinion, all right? And hey, are you losing valuable traffic because of a slow mobile site? Chad talked about how important that was earlier. That's no good. Google estimates over half of your website traffic is coming from mobile devices. Don't worry. In that survey, you're going to be able to sign up for a free mobile site speed test and get yours just by giving us your URL. And don't worry, we're going to let the magic begin. It's a great way to see how your site stacks up to the competition. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. Key conquest email strategies that boost fixed ops and sales? What? The power of conquest email marketing is huge. Properly done, conquest email marketing will expand your reach and will greatly increase the number of long-term customers devoted to your dealership. Sounds great, right? However, most dealerships aren't taking full advantage of all that email marketing conquest can deliver. Many still only focus on sales, while fixed ops gets the short end of the stick. Are you ready to learn critical conquest email marketing strategies that boost both fixed ops and sales? In this powerful 1-hour webinar, email marketing expert Peter Martin is going to show how to cost-effectively market to local prospects and bring them into your dealership. In addition, he's going to show how to expertly incorporate a service message into the dealership's current sales conquest and why that strategy is every dealership's secret weapon. Combining these 2 departments in 1 marketing message puts your dealership at a huge advantage because every new service customer is a chance for another closed sale. This is another must-see hour of automotive awesomeness. If you're ready to learn key conquest email strategies that boost fixed ops and sales, then you can't afford to miss this presentation, so register now. And don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding our webinars and our topics, please feel free to contact me directly. I'm all over the Internet. I'm on all the automotive social networks. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. Or you know what? Heck, just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care, everyone, and go Eagles!
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you so much.